Nearly 5 million Australians have already cast their ballots. Our reporters have been asking voters what's influencing their choices. First, let's go to Rachel Mealy in the seat of Longman, north of Brisbane.
It's a rainy afternoon here at the Burpengary Station Village. I'm in the seat of Longman, which is held by the LNP's Terry Young on a margin of 3.3%. The seat takes in the major centre of Caboolture, which is north of here, and runs west into the Sunshine Coast hinterland.
Yeah, I voted last week.
And what issues are important to you?
Living. I live by myself and it's just tough. Yeah, everything's going up. Electricity, you get solar, but it still goes up. Water's a killer.
What do you hope government can change about that?
Well, I hope they stop fighting amongst themselves and think of the people that are on minimum wage. I work mental health. Tough job, tough gig. People come in and out all the time. Nobody wants to do it, and we get paid peanuts.
People need jobs, I guess, and just stuff like that.
And the two leaders, Anthony Albanese and Scott Morrison, which one appeals to you most?
Not Scott Morrison, the other one. Because, like, I don't think Scott Morrison's doing, like, the best job. He could definitely be doing better and all that, yeah.
Can I ask how you voted?
Went for the Liberal Nationals because they can fix the income, I found, more than Labor can.
What issues are important to you?
The climate change and basically why I didn't vote for Liberals was because of women issues.
Yeah, and tell me more about women issues. What do you think of when you think about women?
I don't think there's equality in politics for women, and I don't want that leadership currently that's in to be in further.
Out of the two leaders, Anthony Albanese and Scott Morrison, do either of them appeal to you?
Scott Morrison, yeah. I know a lot of people give him slack, but I don't know. I think he's done good. So, yeah, Scott Morrison, it's probably my pick.
How did you reach your decision?
Just out of desperation, really. Like, trying to pick the best out of the worst bunch.
Compare the two men for me, the two leaders, Anthony Albanese and Scott Morrison.
I think one's more straightforward than the other. I think the Labor League's a bit more straightforward, I guess, and not as polished as a bullshitter as the other bloke.
Why did you give them your vote?
I think Scott Morrison done quite well with COVID. I do. Yep. And, like, everyone's sort of attacking him that, yes, he's not a firefighter when he went to Hawaii. I do like his policies.
Do you know what's really important to me is, you know, my kids. I'm a single mother. It's really hard to get back in the workforce and housing. Housing is a problem for us, like women like me that have 4 children as well. I'd like to see, you know, something like that change and daycare to help us actually get back into the workforce.
So when you think about all of those issues, where will you put your vote?
I'm not sure. I think I go with my dad, and that's Labor, because they're for the working, you know, so I would go Labor all day.
I'm Priyanka Srinivasan at a busy pre-polling station on Penrith's High Street in Western Sydney. There's a long queue at lunchtime here in the seat of Lindsay. It's held by the Liberals on a margin of 5%. The two candidates are also here. That's firefighter Trevor Ross for Labor and the incumbent Melissa McIntosh for the Liberals.
I think we're even. I think we're in the race. I couldn't tell you to see a swinging seat, so I really don't know until the people vote. Yeah,
Lindsay's always a fight at every election. It's been marginal for many, many years, held by both Liberal Party and Labor, and right now I'm just fighting as hard as I can so I can represent our community.
On election eve, many voters have their minds made up.
This is a long build-up, like it's a domino effect through the COVID and then from the, you know, before the floods. So all things, how the governments are reacting in these situations. So pretty clear picture after that, we decided.
So can you tell me who you decided to vote for?
Liberal.
No way in the world I will vote if there wasn't any fines.
So who did you decide on?
Labor.
I don't know how to explain it. I'm just going to vote Greens.
I actually voted for to legalise cannabis. Yes, I did that.
So one of the minor parties.
Yes, one of the minor parties, yes.
I think overall the government has managed well in this last 3-4 years, yeah.
And have you always supported Liberal and the current government?
Not like that, you know. See, when we first migrated here, you know, we were more for the labor, you know, the way they are doing. But the problem is, what we have seen is, under the Labor government, there is so much of debt that has been accumulated, and it affects the economy.
Up the street at the busy Westfield shopping centre, the sentiment is also mixed. Some voters, like this young mum, have changed their political views because of the pandemic.
I am a nurse, so a lot of my thoughts and opinions are kind of backed by what's happening for the nurses and the healthcare industry at the moment.
So it's been a difficult 2 years for you, I can imagine.
Yes.
What's going into your decision?
Probably safer staff ratios, who can promise the most for healthcare.
And you said you've already made up your mind. Can you tell me how you will vote?
Labour, yeah.
And have you always voted Labour, or is this something new?
No, I kind of wait and see what policies I agree with, but yeah, this one at a time it was very easy to make my decision.
A voter at Penrith in Western Sydney speaking with Priyanka Srinivasan.